can't cheat the process. You gotta do what the fuck you gotta do in order to get where you're trying to get.
Take all the necessary precautions to make sure that your business is yours.
I just want to be able to establish generational history.
It just come more naturally when it really is your lane.
You'll never be where you want to be if you're working for somebody else's dream.
Wake up every day with an intention and be happy on purpose.
I'm the one. I'm the goal. I got me this far. It was me.
Keep going. Just keep going. Because I am. I'm going to keep going.
Don't worry about what nobody else knows, because everything ain't always what it seems.
Don't let social media rush you.
Do what you want. Like, believe in yourself.
Don't wait for the perfect plan. Don't wait for the perfect option. Just create your own future the way you want to love it, because you get one life to live.
Period.
Welcome back to Just Another Motivational Podcast. I know we said we weren't introducing ourselves anymore, but I kind of
in a new studio.
We are in a new studio. We're actually in a different city. So it's your girl, Amber.
And I'm Maria.
And today we have a special guest, Maria.
Hey, girl.
Hey, y'all.
So we'll definitely get into who you are and what you do in a second. But to start, hi. How's life? How are things?
Life is life.
Life is life.
Life is good. Right? Anyway, life's great.
Life is definitely great.
I think I hinted at this like two episodes ago that I was transitioning into a new, or trying to, was trying to. I did go to move to LA.
Back to LA.
Yes. Yeah, I moved back to LA. I think I will do like another episode where I can kind of like get into that whole story of my transition, leaving, coming back. But it's something that I definitely been wanting to do. Obviously, you know that. And I told myself before this next birthday, I'm like, I have to do it before this next birthday. And God opened
the
door.
So good.
Thank you. God opened the door for me where it made sense. You know, I wasn't out there just like trying to figure it out. Like, it was a smooth transition. So she back or whatever, but...
But you miss me.
I do. Roll bad. Yeah. I do. So, like, I mean, we plan to, like...
Well, listen, you can go visit LA. That's the great thing. Like, all the time, I love going to different cities.
I'm telling you, you need to come out there once a month. I know. The flight is annoying, but...
Yeah. Nothing is new with me. Same thing. Working. Being a mom. Regular. Yeah, traveling. Little Miss always on vacation.
Which is funny because in our New Year's episode, you said you wanted to travel a lot more this year, and you definitely have been doing that. So
yeah, I've been on like 8 trips this
love
year.
Love that for you.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's good.
That's great.
Yes.
So yeah, we're switching things up today. And you know, we always start with our minute of motivation. I'm actually going to use us as my motivation today. We've always wanted to record in different cities. Obviously, the premise of this show is to showcase other entrepreneurs. And while Philly has a lot of entrepreneurs, well, our guest is actually still from Philly, but there's also entrepreneurs all over the world, actually. And we've always been talking about this. So I'm glad that we finally pulled the trigger and decided to record another city, like, you know.
While on vacation.
Yes. A lot of people don't take their businesses serious enough to actually, like, set time aside, you know, on a Sunday to actually, like, get content. So I'm very proud of us for saying we're going to do it and actually sticking to it.
Yep. Love that for us. My minute of motivation is, have you seen the Little Baby documentary?
I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, well, it's so good. It's super motivating. Like, Little Baby, he never wanted to rap. He was always in the streets, getting in trouble, getting locked up. And now he's the biggest rap artist. Like, I don't even know him. And I'm so proud of him. Like, it's amazing.
That was a good one.
It seems like it was motivational. I have to watch that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the other people that's around you outside looking in. Yep. They know exactly what it is you're supposed to be doing.
And his person was young.
You though. Don't see it, but they know. Oh, wow. Yep. And that's like his story.
Yeah. So what motivates you?
You know what's so crazy? I'm motivated by so many different things. Like, my daughter motivates me. Ron, he motivates me. Like, he's always on go. He's in different cities. He's doing construction for new locations and just trying to bump into new people. So that motivates me. My customers motivate me. Like, they literally been in my life for years since I've been bartending. Mm-hmm. They've been coming to see me at different bars. Now, since I'm here, they come and they be like, yo, I'm proud of you. Like, keep your foot on their neck. You know what you got to do. Like, just to see how you started and where you are now. Like, it's amazing. So they actually motivate me and push me to be how I am as well.
Love that.
My friends is motivating. Like, literally, I was like, listen, y'all, I'm doing my first podcast. Mm-hmm. I put it in the group chat. Like, I'm doing my first podcast. You know, just pray everything goes well. Y'all know I'm not into that. They was like, what? You doing what? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing my podcast. Mm-hmm. So they was like, "Oh, we coming." Like, y'all not coming? It's not that. It's like 15 of y'all. Like, mm-mm. But my friends, my family, my daughter, my husband, being in Miami motivates me. You know, I'm waking up to yachts and exotic cars all day and multimillionaires and people that just put you on game. So I'm really, like, surrounded by motivation, honestly. I feel that.
I love that. Our next segment is the great debate. So I have a question. Why is it okay for men to be, like, mean? We always, like, we want our man to be, like, unfriendly. We don't want him to be Joe. But when females are mean, we're called, like, oh, she's a bitch or she's stuck up. Why is that okay?
Now, you know what? Me, honestly, I love my man to be me.
Me too.
I don't want a man that I feel like I can walk all over. Because some females, they like that. Like, they feel like they want to control you. Mm-hmm. They want to, do this. And right. I'm not like that. Like, if I meet a man that's like that, you're a pushover. You're not a man, man.
Nope.
It's not attractive to me. It's like, I feel like any girl that you have in your life, she can just call the shots and you like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have your own mind. Mm-hmm. I don't really like that.
But if we're mean, like females are mean, we're called like a bitch. Oh, she's a mean
girl. That's fine. That's fine.
But some people can't handle that because I deal with that a lot. People think I'm mean all the time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. She's standoffish, blah, blah, blah.
People
but they
think
don't
that I'm actually so nice.
Like, I think you're nice.
They think I'm really, really nice. It's because, like, well, I am a nice person. I'm a nice person. But a lot of people outside looking in, they know only, like, Uncut Maria. Mm-hmm. Or they only know, like, I have to provide great customer service, you know.
Right.
So I can't be mean. Mm-hmm. Even though sometimes, you know, you might have a table that they're a group of bitches. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day. And I still got to be like, oh, okay, well, you know, whatever. Just fix the problem.
Right.
So I don't know. I actually like girls that's bitches. Because you can't walk over them at the end of the day. Somebody that's too soft, people see that and they try to take advantage of that.
Yep. Go ahead and play devil's advocate.
No, I totally agree today. I'm no devil's advocate here. I mean, but I can agree with what you say as well. Like, when girls are, like, super mean, it's like, I don't see why that's an issue. Like, if I'm not at work, if I'm not in a space where I have to be super kikiing, like, let me just be. I want to just be. Right. That's not me being mean. I don't feel like that right now.
No.
And I shouldn't have to.
Right now.
I shouldn't have to. So I actually agree today.
I'm surprised.
No debate here.
I was surprised. Well, we're going to get into our Just Another Motivational Conversation. Maria, can you tell our listeners who you are and what you do?
So my name is Maria. I am from West Philadelphia. I have a hookah lounge with, I say, my husband. Mm-hmm. We've been together for 8 years, so it's not my boyfriend. We have a kid together. So my husband, we started Uncut in 2016. We have a hookah lounge that started off in North Philadelphia. Then we moved to Miami. We opened up a new location in Miami. We're also working on our location in Atlanta. And then we have a steak shop that we're working on in Atlanta as well. So, yep, I am a bartender that actually became bar owner. So I've been bartending for years. I've been bartending since I was 19. When I was bartending, we didn't have young bartenders. We only had older bartenders. So I was like the youngest bartender, honestly, and one of the youngest bartenders in the city.
Right.
It was a whole bunch of grandmoms and, like, they was over 30 years old, like, literally. So, yeah, I'm a bartender, became bar owner, and I love it.
What did you see yourself doing when you grew up? Like, how did you get into nightlife? Is it something else you wanted to do or thought you would do?
No, actually growing up, I didn't know what I wanted to do because I'm so good at so many different things. So, like, growing up, my first thing, I wanted to be a singer. Like, I know how to sing. I literally wanted to be a singer. Like, I love singing. I sing in the house all day long. I sing the rhyme. I sing the Milan. Like, that's me. Like, music just makes me feel good. So I wanted to be a singer. And then once I turned, like, 16, my uncle was like, look, we're going to go into the studio. Like, you going to do this. And I'm like, all right. So I laid down a song. I did a great job. But then he like, oh, I need you to perform it. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, no, hold up. I'm a little shy. I didn't notice that I was shy like that. So that didn't work out. I was like, no, I like attention, but not
too much.
All eyes on you type of attention. Mm-hmm. Like, that's if I crank or if I trip on the stage. It's a So I wanted to be a singer. When I was nine, I grew up in a hair game. So all my aunts, they all own their own hair salons. So since I was 9, I worked in a hair salon till 17 years old. So I wanted to do hair. So now I'm like, okay, I'm going to do hair. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I graduated high school, I was like, I don't even want to see her anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in this for so long since I was a kid. Like, I don't want to see her no more. So at first, I wanted to be a singer. Then I wanted to be a hairstylist. And then when I graduated high school, I love fashion. I always loved fashion since I was a kid. I actually went to school to be a buyer. Whereas though, like, I didn't even know where the buyer was. Mm-hmm. So one of my uncles, his best friends, she was a buyer for Saks. So she would go all over Paris, London, Milan. She would just travel all over the world and buy all the still to this day, the shoes that's in Saks, like in New York. And I'm like, I didn't even know that was a job. So you mean to tell me I can pick out the girls, like whatever, like clothes, lingerie, and fly all over the world to just, you know what I mean? So that was really cool to me. So I went to school for that. I didn't finish. I had a deafened family. And literally, I took over. Like, I had to become grown at 16 years old. Like, I was taking care of my grandma. I'm like, I was paying the rent. I was paying bills. Like, none of my upbringing, none of my girlfriends, they didn't experience. They didn't have to do that. So, yeah, I didn't do that. But singing, hairstylist, and then a buyer. And that didn't work.
And then bartender.
And bartending was bartending just like took over for sure. The money.
What prompted you to move to Miami, and what were some obstacles that you had to face transitioning from Philly?
I always wanted to move to Miami. Like, literally, as soon as I started traveling, and I'm going to like Big Homie Tank Weekend and Alonzo Morning Weekend. It was like our second home. It's like everybody in Philly, we go to Miami, it's nothing. It's just like a real quick trip for us. And I'm a Cancer, so I love water. I love the beach. I love nice weather. And I told Ron, even before I met Ron, I didn't know who Ron was yet. And I got to speak on this story because it's like, it's very important. So I didn't know who Ron was. Me and two of my best friends, we was moving to Miami. I met the guy he used to promote at Live. His name was Phil. I met him through Cousin E. And he was a promoter. And he was like, listen, you want to move down here? I'm going to introduce you onto my realtor. And we can take it from there. So we came down, two of my girlfriends. We found the spot. Loved the spot. We didn't get approved. Now, he was like, look, if you come down here, I can get you a job at Live, or I can get you a job at Story, being a bottle girl. So I'm like, that's exactly what I want to do. Boom. That didn't work out. We never moved, and I just continued to bartend in Philly. And moving forward, one of my girlfriends, we just had this conversation like last month. This is the first time she'd been down Miami. And she's like, dang, Em, like, remember you was going to move down here with your girlfriends and you was going to try to get a job like at Live or Story? So I'm like, yeah. She was like, but now Uncut Miami next to Story. Right. So I was like, that's so crazy. I didn't think about that. I'm like, yeah. Like, I really manifested what I wanted to do. But with me and Ryan, it was like, okay, we was doing really well home. And we know the nightlife back at home is not like what it is when you're going to Miami, Vegas, and New York, stuff like that. So I was like, I want to move and just try out a new city for a year. I said, so let's do Miami or Atlanta. And whatever, you know, if we move to Atlanta for a year and we don't like it, we could just move to Miami. So he was like, which one you want to do first? So I'm like, you know what? Let's do Miami because I feel like I already have girlfriends that live in Atlanta. I can always just travel back and forth to Atlanta. I don't have nobody to live in Miami. So I wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to create my own lane. And I always wanted to be somewhere where it was like nice weather, stuff like that. So he was like, all right, we're going to try it out. Now I'm pregnant. I got Milan. Milan is like literally, she's probably like 3 weeks when we had moved. And when we had moved, the transition at first, y'all, it was so left. And it, like, when I was like, nothing is going right, nothing was going right. I had found this company, you know, that like transport your furniture and all that stuff. Found them online. So our things come. It's not our things.
What?
It's not our stuff. What? Like, it's not our fucking shit. Like, it's our clothes.
Wow.
It's not our bed. We didn't take furniture. Like, we left the furniture, but we just took the bed because we just bought a new bed. Our TVs, our clothes. So the stuff come, and I'm like, they're dropping off furniture. So I'm like, what is this? Bust it open like a whole grandma. I said, this is the ugliest couch I ever saw.
Why?
This is the ugliest couch I ever saw in my life. It's not mine. Before they even unwrapped like our bed, they had it linked up against the wall. So I'm looking at it. I can tell it's not a king size bed. So I'm like, what size is this bitch? They're like, I don't know. It looks like a queen. I say, exactly. Y'all can take it back. That's not my bed. I'm like, let me make sure all my boxes is here. So the craziest thing was, like, they sent all the wrong stuff. It literally took them like a month to send a few more boxes. Wow. The TVs that they like told us, like, we won't mess up y'all on TVs. We pay extra money for them to like package the TVs up a certain type of way. We called the guy to hang up the TVs on the wall. And the TVs is broke.
Oh, that's wild.
A whole line going. So he was like, what the fuck? What is going on? So that's the first thing. So he just bought me a new car. He, at that time, it was a Range Rover. I didn't even have my car for a month. Had the Range Rover.
Oh, I remember that.
Girl.
Transferring down here, they flipped it over.
Flipped it over.
How do you flip over a whole car?
Was total
the trailer. The trailer flipped over.
The trailer flipped over my fucking
I remember that.
Oh my goodness.
Yo, brand new. It was
yikes.
Brand new.
Oh wow. She had just got, I remember that. Like it was yesterday.
I was like, what the fuck?
Oh wow.
So Ron was like, yo, bro, you telling me this ain't our shit. The TVs is broke. Your car is total. What is going on? Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God. He was like, fuck this. We going back to Philly.
Would have been packing my things. The few things that was mine would have been taking it back home.
Like, I was like, we not. I was like, listen, I don't even know what else can happen at this point. But I feel like it's like, you know, it's something going to come through and we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, yo, something better come through real quick because I'm telling you right now, it's a wrap. So literally, we probably was there for, I want to say not even a month. And one of his friends, he was like, look, I'm going to have him come down. He going to move with us or whatever. He just going, you know, stay with us for a little bit because he's more like of a people's person.
Mm-hmm.
Ron is not a people's person. He don't like talking for real. Mm-hmm. If you know him, you know him. If not, that's it. So he was like, we don't really know nobody down here. South Beach Bay. He going to come down, make some connections, and we should be good from there. So I'm like, no, he's like perfect. He came down here. He lived with us. Literally, he'll wake up in the morning. He hitting the beach. He's like promoting. He's bumping into all types of celebrities. Like, yeah, you know, we open up. Make sure y'all come show us some love and, you know, support us as a Black-owned business. We on Fifth and South. So when we opened up, it was like, it was actually easy. I thought it was going to be hard because we ain't know nobody. I thought it was probably going to be dead for a while. I thought it was just going to be like tourists, you know what I mean? A lot of strangers or whatever. But honestly, Philly come through.
Every time Philly come to Miami,
Philly
uncut is the first spot.
Philly really, 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 really support us. Like, they really do. Like, and I love that because a lot of people, like, you know, when you're trying to start a business and they be like, Philly don't support.
Yep.
Or if they know that you got some good shit going on.
Yep.
Like, exactly. you can't just say, okay, I'm selling t-shirts today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And think that you about to sell 100 t-shirts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, no, they need to see that and grind. They need to see what's going on. So Philly, literally, like, living down here, we only have a few, like, you know, Black-owned restaurants and hookah lounges and stuff like that. So it's us, it's Bar One, which is, that's Peter from Real Housewives. Well, he was on the Real Housewives.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's down the street. He's on the beach as well. And then you have Victory. So it's like, they're the three Black-owned businesses, for real. So people that come from Atlanta, like, they were like, oh, okay. Like, they'll come from Atlanta and they'll support him because he has that Atlanta crowd.
Right.
Victory has, like, the D.C. crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Uncut Miami has the Philly crowd. And they know that. Like, so they'll be like, we want to see some Philly girls today. Like, we want some Philly girls. And I'm like, who was, and I'm like, what? And it's the same thing with, you know, some girls, they're like, oh, we want to see what's going on with D.C. today. Uh-huh. We want to go to Philly. So I'm like, y'all are crazy. But I love what we got going on. Talking about Peter again, he was actually one of the first people to give us a shout out. He didn't have Bar One yet, so he was looking for a new business. I mean, he was looking for a building.
Mm-hmm.
He knew he was ready to open up. So he was actually just walking. He was walking down the street. We wasn't open yet. It was, the building was under construction. So he's like, oh, what y'all got going on here? We like, oh, it's going to be a hookah lounge, a restaurant. He's like, this is Black excellence right here. He just started recording us, and he put us on his story. And we got so many, like, we had the page and we had like a few followers from Philly. You know, they was hyped up like it's coming soon, but we got a lot of followers from Peter. Like, he really, really showed us a lot of love. That's what I love about Miami, and not even Miami. It's like the business owners down there, they really want to help you. They ask you, like, you know, what you need help in, like, what you need me to do on you. Like, it's not no hate. It's not no competition.
That's good.
They know it's, you know, it's enough money for everybody, right, pretty much.
So based off your story, there's something that I have trouble with. Like, when things are going wrong, how do you discern, okay, these are going wrong because this is not what you're supposed to be doing, versus things are going wrong because you really, something great is popping off, and, like, you know, it gets worse before it gets better. Like, how can you tell, like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, this is just the devil trying to try me,
right,
versus, oh, I actually shouldn't be doing this?
Now, you know what? The devil was definitely trying to try me because, again, for one, I didn't know what I wanted to do at all. Of course, we're from Philly. We already know being in bars and stuff like that is not the safest place at all. So my family, you know, they are very protective over me. And when I started working, I was young. Again, I was 19. So I'm working in hood bars. So my grandpop and, like, my uncles are like, what are you doing? Like, you're not about to be, you're down the bottom. I'm like, yes, I'm down the bottom. I'm getting money.
I don't know what to tell you. What do you want me to
do? Yeah, this is what's going on. So they would actually do my shifts with me. So it's like, wow, my grandpa, my uncle, all my cousins, all my friends. And that's how I really became a popular bartender, though, because my family would come.
I love
so
that.
You would have, like, older people and they're just waiting for their crowd. But I'm coming with my crowd. Like, literally, I'm coming. It's 10 people behind me. And they all my family. And they like, no, we going to make sure, like, she's good. Like, I really thank them for that at the end of the day. Like, I love that they really support me. And they just want to make sure I'm safe.
Is there anything you would be doing differently in building that Uncut empire?
When we first opened Uncut, I hired, like, literally my whole family.
I'm crying.
I hired, like, all my friends. I hired friends and family because it's like, all right, before you got something going on, you're really sitting there thinking, like, whoever get on first, you got to put us on.
Right.
Like, so I got put on. So I'm like, y'all coming with me.
Right.
And it wasn't just like, oh, this is my sister. You're going to be the chef. You're going to be the cook. Like, my little sister, she, like, graduated from college or whatever. And she actually graduated from culinary school as well. So she know how to, she loves cooking. She has her own business right now. Shout out to Lexi. Shout out to Wild Buds. But she got her own business and she loves cooking. I noticed this since she was a kid. My mom is the mom like every other mom, you know. You didn't graduate. Nobody didn't graduate college in the family. So you're going to be the one that's going to graduate college. Well, that wasn't me. I'm the oldest one. I was like, I don't want to go to college. I just don't. It's not my thing. Whatever. So she was like, your little sister is definitely going to college. And I'm like, okay, well, she's going to go to college. But honestly, since she was a little girl, I knew that she always wanted to cook. She loved cooking. So I don't think that you should really, like, force something on somebody. I feel like you should just pay attention to what they're great at. Like my little cousin, he loves drawing all day. He gets in trouble for drawing. He might be one of the best artists in the world.
Right, right.
He draws. So what I would have done differently is I want to hire a whole bunch of, like, friends and family, because some family worked out and some family didn't. So again, like with my sister, she actually worked out until she got her own business. Yeah. With my brother, it actually worked out. I hired, like, one of my best friends. Like, we don't even speak to this day. You know what I mean? Like, so I wish that we just would have separated that and she would have never worked that Uncut. And we just would have had our friendship, you know. So I would have did that differently. I would have just stuck to professional people I don't know. Let me just get servers, bartenders, hookah people. Right. And yeah.
In that same notion, you're also young. How do you require respect as a leader, but you're, like, also, you know, cool with your, you know,
you know
staff?
What's so crazy? I don't. Everybody since I was younger, they always knew, like, you're a leader, you're bossy. They knew that I was going to have my own whatever.
Right.
I never looked at it like that. I just was like, whatever, I'm just me. So when I meet my staff, that's the first thing they say. Like, they be like, you're such, like, a great leader, like, your motivation. I don't know what it is. I just really don't know. Like, I feel like I'm a people's person, but not really.
Right.
I stay to myself, but if I'm in a company of, you know, different girls and different stuff like that, I can just fall right in. Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, standoffish or nothing like that. I know how to talk to people. I talk to people with respect. Mm-hmm. I talk to people how I want them to talk to me. So with that being said, I never, ever had problems with, like, none of the females, like, ever. Since we've been in business for, like, 6 years now. I never had, like, an argument or somebody disrespect me or nothing like that, because I just know how to talk.
Right.
I know how to talk to people, whereas though they're comfortable. And if they have a problem, they'll be like, well, I just don't like this, that, and the third, or, you know, and we'll just talk it out. So
I also noticed that you don't make it seem like you're the boss, like the owner. You be in there working.
Right.
Like, you don't just sit around and boss everyone around.
Mm-mm.
You be in there.
I can't see. Like, I'm very, very hands-on with my business. So, even if I see, like, the bar back, like, okay, if a bar back is, the tables is dirty, and I know that he's about to come over and clean these tables, but that trash can over there is filled, and I'm looking at it, I'm going to get it. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, all right, he's not bullshitting. Right. Like, he's really working. Mm-hmm. But that trash can need to be dumped. Boom. Let me check these bathrooms. There's a lot of girls coming in here. Let me make sure the bathrooms is clean. I'm cleaning the bathrooms. I'm making a drink. I go in the kitchen. I see his tick is up. Okay, what you need help with? Chop up this lettuce and these onions? Okay, I'm doing all that. So I'm not lazy. I always been like this since I was a kid. I always like just working and just making sure things are in order and things are right. It's so annoying because I kind of like got OCD. I won't even say kind of. They know. I really have OCD in like real life. So sometimes certain things bother me. Like, I'll run out and take Milan to school, and I'm like, damn, I didn't even make my bed. Like, that's crazy. And it really bothers me. I'm like, damn, like, my bed not even made. Like, it really bothers me, y'all. It's crazy, but.
Speaking of Uncut being in business for 6 years, most businesses fell within, like, 2 years. What do you think sets Uncut apart from that?
That's true. I think because, like you said, I am really hands-on with my business.
I agree.
I feel like because I was also a bartender before, so I know how bartenders think. I know like how their mind thinks. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what they're thinking to do. So a lot of bosses or bar owners, they just own it.
Yep.
Like they
never worked in the bar before.
They don't even they don't even know how to run it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They literally don't know how to run it. They just have the money. And okay, we getting bartenders, we getting cooks, we gonna get security, and we gonna make this money. They don't even know the first. They don't know the structure of like, you better make sure you got ones and change all day. You know, you gotta have enough liquor. Your bartenders gotta be on point with certain things, like their attitude and how they treat customers. All that plays a big part. I tell them, listen, I let them know. I don't do no attitudes. I don't go back and forth. As soon as like I'm about to hire him, like we're going through like the process and like the interview process, I let them know I don't do no attitudes with me, with my customers, with the managers. Everybody respect everybody in here. That's number one. And that starts from, oh my God, it's so hard sometimes like running this type of business because it's so many different people that you have to like oversee. Like you starting with security. Before you even step in, if a customer got a problem with security, that's already going to leave a bad taste. You ain't even walking the door yet.
Yep.
Then the second person you're seeing is the host. So now if the host then did something, you know what I mean? So it's like, it'd be a lot. It really, really do be a lot. And I'm really strict on how I train my staff. Like I let them know, great customer service is number one. If you're not in this business to provide great customer service, I don't want you here. You shouldn't even be in this business because you're in the business for the people. You got to make them happy.
To tap into Maria as a person a little bit more, I saw that you and Baby Milan did a give back, like, was it 2020? During COVID, like the holiday season. What inspired you to do that? And like, what was that experience like?
That was a really, really awesome experience. I want to start doing stuff like that with her more.
Mm-hmm.
Milan's spoiled.
I bet.
Milan is like very spoiled. She's still a baby. She just turned 4. So I just wanted her to know like the importance of like, honestly, we set her up where she don't even have to work.
Yeah.
Like if when she is not never going to have to work. If she works, that's fine. But she don't have to work. I don't want her to feel like things was given to her or like handed to her. Like I really want to set something where as though she have some type of hustle and like a drive because, you know, a lot of rich kids, they don't got that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's a silver spoon. And when shit get real, if your parents left you that money, it can just all go because you don't know how to manage it. You don't know how to maintain it. So us doing the Lotus House, I said, okay, I want to show her like the importance of, for one, family. And how, like, it was all mothers and children. And, you know, some people was not fortunate. Like, we'll go into a store and Milan's like, Mom, I want this. Mom, I want this. Mom, I'm like, go ahead, get it. Mm-hmm. But the normal kid, you're not getting this and this and this. Mm-hmm. You're not. Like, we'd be in a store and Mom like, put that down. And I'm like, yeah.
Think about it.
Exactly. Like, come on. I don't feel like, and I'm like, you see though? Like, yeah. And she's like, like, she really like, I got a soft spot for Milan. So that's what I wanted to do. I really wanted to show her the importance of, you know, like less fortunate moms and children that really don't have it like that. I don't want her to grow up being a spoiled bitch at the end of the day. Like, you know, I want her to be responsible and right. understand, like, we worked hard. Like, me and your dad worked hard to get what we got. I don't want you to. So I actually love that experience. It was a great experience. I'm thinking about doing it every year.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. So what's next for you personally and professionally?
Personally, getting married. So I know the wedding is coming up. Everybody keep on saying, when you getting married, when you getting married, when you getting married. It's not that I'm pushing, because actually he proposed to me when I was pregnant with Milan, it was my birthday. It was my baby shower as well. So he proposed to me then. So everybody like, when y'all get married, when y'all get married? We have so much going on.
Right.
Like, he thinks I'm a super, I don't know, a super bitch. That's what he thinks. Because he's like, okay, but like, do this. And get with the wedding planner. Ho. I like stuff done a certain way. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to take my time. I don't like to rush certain things. Certain things, you know, you just got to get it done. Mm-hmm. But stuff that I have control and I can just make sure it's like kind of perfect. Like, I feel like that's like a special moment.
Right.
Like a very important special moment. Right. So I just want to make sure it's right. Well, us trying to like open up Atlanta and it's not open yet. Open up the steak shop and it's not open yet. Him doing, you know, the fork with his friends and that's not open yet. He has a lot of things going on. So I just want to take my time with, you know, the wedding and everything else. So definitely personally would be the wedding. Professionally, I actually have a lot of things going on. And, you know, some people say move in silence or whatever. Yes, move in silence. But I'm not real big on moving in silence. I'll be hyped. Like, I'm hyped to tell my friends, like, what's going on at the end of the day. And whatever I say I'm going to do, I do it.
Right.
So it don't matter when they be like, oh, well, you know, sometimes you might tell somebody something and they praying on your downfall.
Yep. That's literally what
you know what I mean? Saying. Yeah, like they praying on your downfall. Or they praying that it don't happen or it don't work out for you. I'm not scared. I'm not like that, you know, like the scary person, afraid person. If it don't work out, it just don't work out. And I'm going to just do something else. Mm-hmm. Like, I always been like that. I never was like having somebody in here. Oh, you going to do that? Well, this don't, oh, well, it don't work then. I tried it. It didn't work. And I'm going to try something else. And we'll see where that goes.
I love that.
I do.
Yep.
All right. So I wanted to talk about Philly being one of the rudest cities in America. We talked about this last night. We had a whole big debate at our hotel.
Girl.
Do you agree? Do you think that Philly is rude living in Miami?
I do, but I'm going to say this. They rude as shit here, too. They are rude.
New Yorkers are rude. But see, like, people are rude.
You know what's so crazy? Miami, they are really like a different type of rude. See, we're rude because it's like we got to be rude in certain situations. Here, they're just rude for nothing.
Our captain on the yacht was very rude yesterday. Yeah.
For no reason.
I mean, yelling.
He said, y'all can get off.
are we getting off?
Yo, like, don't.
He did say we can get off.
No, seriously.
He was very rude.
They are very rude. Like, when I first moved here, I had my line, like, in a stroller. And you know how, if you're opening a door and you see somebody coming, you're going to. That's like natural instinct. You're going to hold the door.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck if you wait. You can have your dog. Mm-hmm. Like, you're behind me. I'm going to hold the door. Mm-hmm. That's just what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking. I got the baby. So this lady, she like literally just like close. Like almost, it looked like she like.
Pushed it.
I'm like, you know, we from Philly. You know, I stamped out. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, you did not see me with my daughter? Oh. You know what I did? I hear her right with that stroller. Boom. I hear her right with the stroller. Yeah, I did. And I wish you would say something. I would really fight you with my baby.
Right.
I will. I would really dog you with my baby. Like, y'all rude. Y'all might be rude here. We're ruder. We're from Philly. We're ruder.
That's why we're number one.
And I don't even like my energy to get like that, yo.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like my energy. Like, I'm always like such, I wake up happy. Like, I'm a happy person when I wake up. I make sure my line's happy when she wake up. Ryan, he might be a little, he got his days. He right. happy one day, another day. I was like, yo, I don't wake up like that.
Yeah.
At all.
But I don't think Philly is rude.
I think we're
aggressive. And people, they confuse that with rudeness.
Right.
We're very blunt. We're very matter of fact. But I don't think we're rude. Like, I don't think that it's like an
You have some
nasty.
Rude people. You know, like, you can have some just rude, nasty people in Philly. But the people that I know, like you said, they're not really just rude for nothing. Yeah. They're not rude for no reason. Because I feel like here, they're really rude for no reason, though. Like, that's my whole thing. Home, we're not rude for nothing.
Right.
We have a reason.
Yeah.
We do.
Remember we went to, last time we went to Roar, the door girl?
Was you rude? Was that rude? That was, I mean, I don't know what that was.
She was rude to me and I was aggressive towards her and she couldn't take it.
But like you said, you had a reason. Your response was responding exactly. to what she, you didn't have to say that. You didn't have to say that.
But I was aggressive.
So that was her being smart.
I was aggressive.
And you got smart back.
Yeah.
Yeah, she couldn't take it. She probably wasn't even expecting that.
She didn't see it coming. You know, everything that the king of the world.
Let me tell the story.
Going too much.
They think they are just like, I mean, at a world crack. Like, okay.
Let me tell the story. So we was going to Roar. One of Amber, well, both of our friends, he was letting us come with him or whatever, but we had an extra person. He just used to be Amber. So we like, oh, we got an extra person. The girl like, oh, it's $20. We like, well, we don't have no cash. She's like, oh, I got cash yet. But I saw the guy at the door and he like, oh, they good. She like, oh, it's your lucky day. I'm
just
like,
extra.
I said, they don't just lucky.
What do luck got to do with that?
We like, just our friend.
Your job is just supposed to make sure you let people in and collect your money. That's what you're supposed to do.
It's your lucky day.
Yeah. the owner got to straighten her ass out. The owner got to straighten her out. Look, that's what I'm saying.
And not because she found out something, everybody. She told everybody. Was being so mean to her. Bria got smart to her. I'm like, girl, you started it.
But even if at the end of the day, so what?
You're at work.
That's my whole thing. You're
at work.
Your job is to make sure you greet us. Hey, right. How you doing? You're coming in. You're paying. However the situation goes.
Let me just ask him real quick. Like, even if you, if it's your job to make sure you get $20 from everybody,
stuff like that can like really make or break your business. Mm-hmm. And that's what I be talking about when it comes to like Uncut. Because mm-hmm. again, I'm not always at the bar. Mm-hmm. My customer service is immaculate. Like I literally go around to all the tables mm-hmm. when I'm there. I'm speaking with them. I'm making sure they're having like a great time. And sometimes when I'm hiring and I'm firing, that's when we really have our problems. The customer right. don't know that I just hired this host. She's new. Right. She just started yesterday. So if she's being a bitch, I really wouldn't even know because I'm telling her, okay, what I need done. And then I'm getting a report of the security or customers or whatever saying mm-hmm. something. I'm like, that's the only thing that I cannot stand about Uncut. Because if it was just me and I can be every person, oh, Uncut would be
crazy.
What?
It's already crazy.
I'm like,
a million you.
Yes.
All right. Our next segment is Truth or Drink. So you'll pick a card for both of us and then we'll pick a card for you.
Okay.
So let me shuffle them up a little bit. And if we don't want to answer, we drink, and vice versa.
Oh, no, we answer. All right, shuffle up a little bit more.
And then you can choose which card is for who.
Okay. Would you date someone that's married?
Oh, wow, coming in hot.
This is, like a fajita.
I'm going to say that I would not date a married person, no.
Okay.
Now ask me one.
All right, so let's put that to the side. See, I'm going to mix it up a little bit. Okay. You know what? How many people did you have sex with this month?
Just one.
I love it.
And then we got to ask you.
Okay. Y'all are funny. I love it.
Where's the weirdest place you've had sex?
I really never had sex, honestly, in like a weird place. I feel like I always just had sex like regular, like
in the bed.
I never had like sex nowhere like crazy. That would be lit.
What's
though.
Weird. Like, it would be considered.
It would be lit. Outside. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like outside, maybe like on the beach. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? People have sex in the movies, and I can't have sex in the movies.
Movies is filthy.
I can't have sex in the movies. I heard about people having sex in the movies. That is, like, crazy. That's like, all the way in the back. Like, what?
Why are you doing that?
So, I guess that would be, like, a weird place. Yeah, I would like to have sex on the beach. So.
What's the last thing you Googled? Open your phone, and what's the last thing you Googled?
I already know. The last thing I Googled was these Prada earrings. I was looking up new earrings because I just want to get, like, new jewelry. So I was looking up some Prada earrings.
Cute. Well, that wasn't too bad.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay. You dropped a lot of gems in this episode, but we like to leave our listeners with one final gem of the day. What would that be?
Well, you know what? Whenever I hang out with my mom, she always just say, make good decisions. always. Like, and I swear to God, y'all, it sounds like a cliche type of thing that a mom will always say, but it sticks. When I'm ready to do some dumb shit, I swear to God, whenever I'm ready to do something dumb, I hear her voice in my head and be like,
"Is this a good decision?
Like, you know what? Like, don't do it." And like, literally, like, that's every time we about to hang up, she'll be like, "Okay, babe, like, make a decisions." And I'm like, "All right." So I'll be like, "Damn, this is not about to be a good one right here." So I'm gonna go with my mom. I'm gonna go with my mom's line. Just make good decisions, because it really takes you a long way.
I'm still in it.
It can really like make and break your like life.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. No, seriously. Tell them every time before y'all about to hang up.
Yeah, I like that. I love that.
Yep.
This was a good episode.
I feel like it was a great episode. Great. No, this is my first podcast. I don't do stuff like this. I'm so proud of everything that y'all have going on. Like, when we first came in, I'm just seeing like the setup and like y'all world. So I love it. Like,
thank you.
Y'all gonna go, real.
I hope so.
No, y'all are. I love it.
And
can you tell our listeners where to find you on social media?
So I am on Instagram only under Pretty Mixed Babe. That is the only type of, I don't have Twitter or, first of all, I'm not even really into social media. So you're only gonna find me on Instagram, Pretty Mixed Babe.
And what's the Uncut pages?
Uncut, we have Uncut Miami, we have Uncut Steaks, we have Uncut Atlanta, and we have The Cut Philly. So that is all the business pages on Instagram. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for coming.
Yes. So we gotta do a cheers. Like, another cheers. Yes. I feel like this was a great day.
It was.